Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with, I don't want to work, is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
There was a recent article in the New York Post that caught my attention, and it was titled, Many Can Afford to Take Vacations This Season, study by Gregory Bresinger. So right now, what I'll do is I'll just read a few lines from the article. And please excuse my voice, I'm just getting over a cold. Goes as in quotes, some 33 million Americans, many of them millennials, are financially tapped out and will stay home this winter, according to a new Wallet Hub survey. It should be no surprise that 33 million Americans say they can't afford to travel this winter, said the Wallet Hub CEO, Odysseus Papadimitriou. I hope I'm saying that right. Even though unemployment is near record lows and the stock market is near record highs, there are a lot of things weighing on consumers financially right now. Papadimitriou said many cardholders are racking up credit card debt at a pace reminiscent of the run-up to the Great Recession, a time when millions of cardholders, many suddenly unemployed, couldn't pay their card bills. And, he added, student debt clearly is a problem. So, with this article brought to my attention, this ties into the topic of working in a declining industry. I mean, that happens even with your side hustle. But there comes a point that you need to recognize it, and your side hustle may be a part of a declining industry as well. With this episode and in the Expressive Espresso way, not only will I talk about the 11 tips to keep in mind if you're working in a declining industry, I will start off by how we can work smarter and not harder. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. But ever since computers have become such a large part of our lives, it seems that workloads have dramatically increased. Now, instead of things getting easier, we've gotten busier and possibly more hectic than ever before. This may cause you to feel overburdened with your heavier workloads, especially when it comes to tasks that you know how to do repeatedly. Finding better ways to accomplish your to-do list can save you time, money, and a whole lot of frustration. So here are just a few ways you can work smarter and not harder. First, you want to simplify repeated tasks. Forms and templates can save time on a lot of tasks. For example, if you have to send out a lot of the same information with an email, create a template email so that you can just fill in the specific parts for each person individually. Number two, you want to delegate. Delegate some of your responsibilities to other people. If you have too much housework, give the kids some chores and set up a schedule. Four people doing four things will get them done faster than one person doing all four things alone. Automate, that's the third one. If you're in a position that requires the same thing done every day at the same time, then try to find a way to get the process automated so it happens without you there. An example would be to back up your computer every night automatically. Four, you want to eliminate the useless. And there are unproductive things you do on a daily basis, let's just be honest. In fact, you probably already know exactly what these distractions are. Once you identify your time wasters, remove them from your routine and focus on those tasks that are truly productive. Five, you want to focus. So stay focused on your responsibilities, not the responsibilities of others. If everyone focuses on their primary responsibilities first, the large portion of the job gets finished, and then minor details can be taken care of later. Next, you want to learn to say no. Many people take on too much work because they've never learned to tell others no. Before taking on extra duties for someone else, make sure you schedule time for your own needs as well. Finally, you want to know your limits. Avoid taking on more than you can handle in order to please someone above you. If you do this on a regular basis, you'll ultimately be working twice as hard because you're not performing at your very best. Pretty much working smarter, not harder, is all about planning, executing, and knowing your limits. Now let's move into the present, where your job performance is outstanding, but your field is pretty much on life support. You recognize it. In 2006, when I was in college, I remember attending a conference and one of the speakers said, print media is going to be more digital. And here it is, 2019, soon to be 2020, and it seems true. Almost immediately at that point, I knew that I had to reinvent myself in the mass communications field. Let's say you're a telephone operator. You may feel uncertain about your future. Working in a declining industry can make it difficult to earn a living and limit your opportunities. While different kinds of businesses have come and gone throughout history, the pace is picking up. A recent study by the employment website CareerBuilder found that 121 occupations in the U.S. are expected to lose jobs by 2023. And middle wage positions will represent 58% of that total. So here are a few tips to recognize while working in a shrinking industry. One, embrace the change. Accept the situation and try to look on the bright side. Being hopeful will keep you motivated and make it easier to take action. Direct your energy toward dealing with the transitions ahead instead of resisting them. Second, you want to start saving. Having a financial cushion will give you more options if you're laid off, or in the case of a side hustle, if your clients no longer come. Cut back on unnecessary expenses and put aside part of each paycheck. Consolidate any debt so you can pay it off and start turning those dollars into savings. Three, you want to gather recommendations. Create a file of testimonials and endorsements. That way, you'll have documentation you can use in the future position, even if you lose touch with some of your contacts. Next, you want to warm up your network. Reach out to others while, you know, you're still working this hustle. Look for ways to be helpful, like making introductions or forwarding interesting articles. Your contacts will probably be more receptive to a request for job leads if they've heard from you recently. Next, you want to keep looking. So it could be, this could start with your job search as soon as possible, or start with different side hustles. And you can also reach out to your contacts as well as regarding any new openings. You just never know what your contacts may have in store. Six, you want to focus on skills. So highlight your transferable skills. You have personality traits and basic talents that could be valuable in many contexts. Maybe you're a math whiz or a superstar at sales. Seven, make sure you're just remaining flexible. Many industries transform themselves rather than shutting down. Today's trip advisor was yesterday's travel agent. Keep an open mind about how you can take on a different role with your current employer or in a new setting. I have a few tips to avoid a shrinking industry. So one, you want to plan ahead and stay up to date with how your industry is doing. Research forecasts about the fastest and slowest growing jobs. Two, continue learning. Ensure that you have the education and training that people are seeking. Take courses online or go back to school in the evening if you work days. Find out what certifications are popular in your industry and acquire them before they become a basic qualification. Third, you want to find a match. Of course, your personal ambitions matter as much as the data. It's still important, though, to find a position that is suitable for your interests and qualifications, regardless of how quickly it's expanding. And finally, you want to talk to others. Remember to go offline to discuss your plans with contacts who are actually working in the field. They may have information you can only learn from personal conversations. That's especially true for emerging industries where there's relatively little experience to go on. As a tip, just to piggyback off that last one, there's a book I've been reading that I've actually finished reading called The Proximity Principle by Ken Coleman. And so this is actually a book that states it's the proven strategy that will lead to the career that you love. And I was reading that for several specific reasons. You really don't realize how close in proximity you are to something that's life-changing, whether that's your new client. We have a network right now where we are. It was amazing to read that factor, to have that understanding and be just reminded of how close in proximity we are to another person that knows another person that may change our life. Working in a declining field can be challenging. However, you may find opportunities to take on greater responsibility if you find yourself in the center of a major transition. You can also protect your career or your side hustle from downturns by sharpening your skills and strengthening your network. All in all, working smarter, not harder, just what it says. Not only does it save you valuable time, but your production levels will soar as well. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I have been your host, Alexis DeAngelo. Until we meet again, have a great week.